Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, brought to you proudly by Crockett Septic for this June 19th, 2025. Have your host James J. Maloff here, and welcoming into the studio our good friend Jillian Alekna from Visit Rome. Our great friends over there are going to find out more about the Rome area. Jillian, how you doing?
Good, definitely busy, but that's to be expected in Rome in the summertime.
Yeah, especially, we've been doing this for a handful of years now and everything, and each summer it just seems like this segment gets longer and longer.
Yeah.
There's more and more going on. And it kicks off really today going on. You got a great event going on over at Hoozles.
Yeah, this evening they'll have Shandini Dinner Magic at Hoozles at the Lakes running from 6 to 8 p.m. Shandini started out as a street performer or busker and then developed his craft, remarkable skill, and unique style over the years. He now performs across the country on stages both big and small and in restaurants. He's a member of the International Brotherhood of Magicians with over 20 years of experience.
Yeah, he's been doing this a long time.
Yeah, he'll be able to just do these tricks right at your table. So no need to go anywhere to see him. He'll come to you, basically.
He's really good with people, too. And it's a lot of fun. I can't encourage you to check that out. It's going to be going again in the summer, later in the summer, too. So you have a couple of opportunities to see that.
The second date is July 17th, and I believe there's an August date, but we will cross that bridge when we come to it.
We'll be definitely hanging out again before that. We also wanted to announce that the Rome Farmers Market is open for the season again. We love our farmers markets, and every one of them is wonderful and unique. The Rome is just as much.
Yeah, so those are every Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through September 26th in our Rome Town Center. And people were asking, yes, we are going to have a market on July 4th. Might be busy, but we're going to be there.
That's cool.
Right on. With talented vendors selling everything from handmade goods to seasonal treats, flowers to fresh produce, you're sure to find something you'll love there.
It's the definition of buying local, supporting local, and really helping out our ag industry, our vendors, and all them with that. But also, it's just such a good time, good atmosphere. You never know who you're going to run into. It's just great to get out of the house sometimes and doing those kind of things in the summer. And the farmers market is a real free, fun experience as far as just bopping around and everything. One of our local favorite artists is coming back to town, unsurprising, because he performs here from time to time. Really do appreciate him. As his star gets bigger and bigger, he does not forget his roots, and he keeps coming back here. Big shout out to Chris Cruzy.
Yeah.
He's
going
to be performing at the band shell.
Yeah, so that'll be tomorrow night from 5 to 8 p.m. at our Rome Town Center band shell. This concert is completely free to attend, and that's also thanks to local Edward Jones Financial Advisors Tim Myers and Sky Manning. We are celebrating the summer solstice, so enjoy food, drinks available on site by the American Legion starting at 5 p.m. And then Chris will be performing 6 to 8 p.m. Please consider bringing a donation to the Adams County Humane Society, who will also be in attendance.
Yeah, and if you haven't heard Chris before, now is a great opportunity to. It's a great acoustics, great area over there to take in a show. And Chris, even if you have seen him, I mean, he doesn't do repeats. This guy is just a great performer. One of our better artists to be able to check out around here, get some good food and a great atmosphere, and check out Chris Cruzy this Friday, June 20th. Every Saturday, our friends at the Sherman Lot Water Ski Show have their, they're going to be celebrating their 50, is that 50 years?
Yes,
really?
50 years.
That's awesome.
I can't believe it either. Come to the Lake Arrowhead Dam and watch the Sherman Lot Ski Team perform every Saturday from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend at the Lake Arrowhead Beach area. The shows do start at 6:30 p.m., but do come early for some fun and food before the show. There are a few exceptions to that rule, though, the Saturdays. So, July 5th, the show will be moving to 5:30 p.m. at Lake Sherwood Lodge. And then both July 9th and July 16th, the shows will be on Wednesday back at Lake Arrowhead Beach area, back at that 6:30 time, just a different date.
Yeah. We love supporting our local water ski show teams. They do such amazing stuff, entertain us all summer long. Certainly gearing up for the Skate Water Ski Show tournament that'll be coming up later in the summer and all that. So this is fun to be able to take that in, along with, again, it just being one of those great shows that you got to see to experience, especially if you haven't taken in a water ski show before or it's been a while since you have. Because, man, have they gotten a lot stronger and better at this over the years. The moves into different things that they do. It's a great time. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Saturday, June 28th, our friends over at Hoozles got something fun that they're doing.
Yeah, they have their annual Patio Palooza Craft and Vendor Market running from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Shop for a good cause on June 28th at the annual Hoozles Patio Palooza. Many of the same vendors you may have seen at the Rome Farmers Market also attend this event, so you can kind of consider it an extended farmers market. Yeah. That's and more opportunities to snag local goodies. If you're not the shopping type, no worries. They will have live music, food, raffle baskets, 50-50 raffles, and a cash bar with the Hoozles' famous Bloody Marys for purchase.
Patio Palooza is just great. Shout out to Hoozles. That's good. That's good. That gets me every time. All those things are great. Be sure to check that out, everybody.
Yeah, and also all proceeds from the event go to the Fighting From Start to Finish Foundation, which benefits locals and their families in their battle with cancer.
Yeah, Hoozles, I appreciate them hosting these kind of things and being such a good center for so many of this event, these kind of events. And I maintain that Central Wisconsin does this better than anybody in the union. A good time with a good cause. You know, nobody does it like we do around here. That's a great opportunity for both. Wow, we're already talking July, 4th of July.
Yeah.
That's crazy too, the 5th annual Lake Camelot Boat Parade. I love this event.
Yeah, that'll be 1 to 4 p.m. on Friday, July 4th. Come celebrate the 4th of July and help us raise some money for the Adams County Humane Society. Decorate your boat in red, white, and blue and join the parade. DJ Angie will be playing all your favorite music, and Camelot on the Lake will have lots of refreshments for everyone, which if you haven't stopped by there lately, they just did a big remodel. Beautiful.
Oh, I got to check it out. Oh, yeah, I haven't been there since the remodel. Oh.
Yeah, it definitely looks different, but it's not like a complete refresh where you don't recognize it or anything. Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Good on them. And very cool to hear. Fun event. Great way to celebrate the 4th. That's going on 1 to 4. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And it does look like they have a Facebook page you can look at, too, to find out more.
I would recommend following their Facebook page, Camelot on the Lake. And also, while you're on Facebook or online, Lake Sherwood Lodge, Lake Arrowhead, and I would say the Lure or Lake Peatonwell. Also look at those pages.
Yeah.
Because they are going to be releasing more and more Independence Day festivities as we get closer to the date.
It's a good idea. It'll help you keep up on all of that. The very next day, Saturday, July 5th, Lake Sherwood Independence Day Celebration, one of the bigger events in Rome.
Yeah,
the whole Rome area. Yes, yes.
That'll be from noon to about 11 p.m. There's not really a set end time.
Yeah. the definition of ending ?
Yeah. 11 maybe.
Ish.
Join us for the Lake Sherwood Lodge or Lake Sherwood Property Owners Association's annual Independence Day celebration. Food, beer vendors and tents, live music, a Shermalot ski team performance, and fireworks at dusk.
Great time every year. One of those events, too, where it's such a good time to see people you don't always run into all that often and just have a great time. Tuesday, July 8th through Sunday, July 30th, our 126th annual WTA State Trap Shoot over at the WTA Complex. Every year I get excited talking about this. 126 years, that's amazing. Yeah. Credit to everybody involved.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just wild to even see that number.
Yeah.
Throughout the week or so, you can view singles, double shooting from some of the state's best. Even if you're not shooting, we still encourage you to check out the facility, which is an Olympic-style bunker. And it's one of very few in the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember the exact number off the top of my head, but There just is a go lot of and them. See it.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Their location is 1312 Akron Drive in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Yeah, check that out, everybody, and support the good people over there and what they're doing. Tuesday, July 8th, another Gather by the Band Shell featuring one of my favorite bands, Duology, is going to be down there to enjoy that great band and Ben and all the good work he does. And this is another fun event with some more good food and other great things.
Yeah, so Visit Rome, we have our own kind of summer concert series. Mm-hmm. This is part of the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce's.
Yeah.
Series, but we do support them, so yeah, of course we're going to advertise for them.
And it's wonderful, our community, when we do those things. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So that'll be 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, July 8th. Bring your family for food, entertainment, and family-friendly yard games. That's and good. Like James mentioned, the entertainment for that night is Duology.
Such a good band. Check that out, everybody. Looking forward to that. Jillian joining us from Visit Rome, and a big shout out to our friends over there. We really appreciate the relationship and working with you guys over the years, Jillian. And you all do such a wonderful job highlighting that area, highlighting all these wonderful businesses around there. We got something to talk about with you guys this time.
Yeah.
You are doing something, and we don't get to put the spotlight on you over at Visit Rome often enough. This sounds awesome. I have to admit, nothing but pages of great events here.
Yeah.
All of them look interesting and enticing, and I'm in my head making plans to attend all of these.
Mm-hmm.
This one really stood out to me. I could not wait to talk to you about this.
Yeah, so we try and do this every first Friday of the month, but because July, we do have Independence Day on that first Friday, we switched it to the second Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We do a Traversing the Trails fun trail walk. It lasts from about 10 a.m. to, I'm going to say, noon-ish. Sometimes, depending on which one we're on, it'll get done sooner than that.
Mm-hmm.
But each month, we try and pick a different trail in Rome to hike, and we invite community members to join us. This month's trail, or I guess July's trail, will be announced via our website, calendar, and Facebook, so stay tuned for that. Just some general helpful hints. Bring water, of course. Wear good hiking boots, shoes, as we'll be going up and down terrain. So probably don't wear your flip-flops.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be walking on broken flip-flops.
Not a great day for heels, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
I don't know a lot about heels, but I'm guessing not a good day for
them. Yeah, probably not. And then if you feel like it, you can bring a hiking pole, walking stick if needed. And we have had some furry friends join us as well. So if you have a dog that might enjoy the hike, feel free to bring them along.
Cool. It's, you know, we have such amazing trails around here.
We do.
We got a lot of local levels, that local residents who have been probably walking these trails for many, many years. Some of them their whole lives. But then there's some that you don't even know about, or maybe some new things that you learn about them. And there is no downside. There's no side effect to getting some Mother Nature in you.
Yeah.
That always is a good thing. So it's a great event, and I really love you guys doing this. It's a really fun event that also really celebrates the area, the land, and everything, which is always great. I think it's one of the most beautiful parts of our state, the Rome area. Mm-hmm. So that's always nice.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And if you want to go hiking on your own time and you just need a map, we do have some trail maps in our office located at 1146 County Road D, Nakusa, Wisconsin, 54457.
I want to say it was last month, I think. I was driving through and I saw the building and stuff. And it's getting busier and busier over there.
It is.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Going from when I was a kid over there to now, it's so different in all positive ways. This is really good to see, encouraging. Friday, July 11th, you got your family outdoor movie night at the Band Shell.
Yeah, that'll be running from 8:30 p.m. or dusk to about 11-ish. It'll probably be done before then, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah.
But, okay, we're back with more outdoor movies at the Rome Town Center Band Shell. We did this last year. That Friday, July 11th date, we will be watching the movie Mufasa, The Lion King. So it is a newer one.
Yeah.
If you didn't catch it in theaters, this is a good time to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned to the event and or the Visit Adams County and Visit Rome event pages as we get closer to the date. We may have a few more surprises in store.
Mm-hmm. So Saturday, July 12th, Dash for the Dogs at Up North Brewing Company. Two favorite things of mine, dogs and Up North Brewing Company.
Yeah,
that's awesome. This is a good one.
This is actually our second annual one of this. Yeah. It'll be running from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And like James mentioned, at Up North Brewing Company. It is a 5K dog walk starting at 10 a.m. It is not a race unless you want to make it a race. Let me just make that clear.
Yeah, yeah.
I will not be running. I might be running around, but...
Yes. Totally different.
Yes. If you don't want to run or walk, still come for the raffles. We'll have food and beverage trucks, and then live music from Heartstrings from noon to 3 p.m.
Another great band.
Yeah, all proceeds will benefit the Rome Police Department's future canine unit. Mm-hmm. And I would highly encourage you sign up today or tomorrow or just soon, because $20 buys you one shirt and one bandana for your dog to wear on the walk.
Yeah.
Each additional pet and or children under 18 are free. If you need another shirt or bandana, each additional shirt is $10. Please pre-register by July 1st at the Visit Rome online store tab. Mm. And then stay tuned for more information as the date gets closer.
Yeah, I want to, I'll be honest, I want to do this for a lot of reasons. That shirt is one of them.
Yes.
The bandana on the dog, that's another. That's fantastic. Yeah. I love it. It's great. You guys are so good with the shirt, the designs, all these things.
Yeah.
And then knowing that you're really, you know, our departments, our police departments do so much in our communities, do so much for us. Here's one of those opportunities for us to do something for them, to show them that we have their back, and helping out a part of a unit that does so many layers to it. Most people, you think of the canine unit and certainly the law end of things and what they do. There's also the PR level of things, and the when our officers are out there in the community and building bridges with the community members, these dogs are an integral part of that and a fun part of that too. They're also one of the greater partners that they have in the department is these dogs. The mental health end of this that they bring and they provide is so great. And here we are with another opportunity to help out our own in doing this. And you have a good time while you're at it. And get a cool bandana for your animal. That's pretty cool. Ed, you mentioned before the Rome Summer Concert Series coming up at the Bandshell.
Yeah, Visit Rome has our next installment on Friday, July 18th from 6 p.m. to 8:30, 9 p.m. Proceeds for tonight's concert will go to the Trinor Ski Club. Tonight's entertainment is Copper Box. We will have food trucks, drinks starting at 5 p.m. Copper Box will be 6 until 8, 8:30, 9. For more event details, go to visitromewi.com. Bring a cozy blanket, some lawn chairs. I think last week when we had our first concert, someone brought out a whole table and they brought out picnic food.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, really went all in.
They were a little ambitious.
Yeah, good on them.
Yeah. So feel free to get comfortable, invite your friends. The concerts themselves are completely free.
It's a really good time and a great atmosphere. Check it out. And so, and while you're doing it, you're supporting local. It's a good time. Jillian, we have one more event to highlight, but it may be one of the funner ones for us to talk about. The second annual Papa's Putts for Mutts. I'm going to say that as much as I can. I'm going to be promoting this like crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Papa Bear's Mini Golf. I still got to get over there. I love mini golf. I got to get over there and check that out. This is a really fun one coming up in later in July.
Yeah. So, put your mini golf skills to the test at the second annual Papa's Putts for Mutts event on July 22nd at Papa Bear's Mini Golf. Enjoy food, mini golf, and fun while supporting the Adams County Humane Society. It is $20 per person or $60 for a group of four, and that includes entrance to the event and a round of mini golf. Food and concessions are available starting at 5, but are not included in the ticket price. And you can sign up for tickets on our visitromewi.com online store.
Yeah, it's a great way to register. Also, a great way to keep up to date on all the things that Jillian and I have been talking about. And while Jillian does an amazing job, covered so much today, we've scratched the surface.
We really have.
There's so much going on in their area, and especially in the summer. It's a perfect time to get on over there, check out Rome, especially if it hasn't been a while since you've been over there. Encourage you to go to visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com, bookmark that page. You'll be back to it. There's all kinds of great things on there as well. As Jillian mentioned, the online store, encourage you to check that out as well, along with the events tab and so much more. And follow them on social media as well. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and we actually have an intern right now that is kind of bridged into doing some TikTok. So if you have a TikTok or your kids or your grandkids do, follow us on that. Kayla, our intern, does really great work.
I'll be doing that. Yeah. I'll make sure to follow. That's awesome. Really good to hear. And please say hi to everybody over there for us, Julie.
Yes, I will.
Always good to see you. We'll talk again next month.
Yep.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of the Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic here at WFHR.